啊，感谢主赐的恩典啊，我们在这边啊，继续我们下午的见证会啊。
Thanks to God's blessing that we're able to have our testimony session this afternoon.
我们今天下午啊，请到从芝加哥教会来的一对夫妻档啊，来帮我们做见证。
And so this afternoon, we will have a couple from Chicago Church, testify.
啊，所以既然是夫妻档哦。
And so this is a couple.
啊，所以对我们啊，对我来说安排就很容易啦。
And so it was very easy to arrange.
啊，他们上来谁爱讲多久，谁要讲多少，自己去决定啊。
And so they can decide which spouse will speak more.
啊，所以啊，那个哎，刘洋，如果有人在底下叫你下来的时候，你就知道了哈。
And so if your wife is telling you to come down, then you will know.
啊，这一次呢，我们请到刘洋弟兄跟怡璇姐妹来帮我们做见证。
And we will ask brother Yang Liu and brother sister Yixuan Cai to testify.
啊，讲实话，不好意思，我跟刘洋不熟，跟他不熟啊。
And so I'm not as familiar with brother Liu.
以前有见过吗？好像没有。好，我跟以前没有见过啦，在这一次之前没有见过。
So we actually haven't met before NYTS.
啊，所以我对他的印象哈。
So my impression of him.
啊，就是啊，只要他指挥哈。
So whenever he conducts,
啊，我就会越唱越热血啊。
I will sing even more loudly.
啊，越唱越大声。
And even more loudly.
越唱越激动。
And more
excited.
Excited.
啊，然后就没有声音啦。
And then I'll have no sound and
voice. 哦，这是我只要看到他指挥，我就会越唱越兴奋哦。
And I, as he when I watch him conduct, as I sing, I'll sing with more excitement.
怡璇，我就知道很久，认识很久了。
And for sister Yixuan, I've known her for a long time.
啊，当然啊，怡璇有到过纽约哈。
And sister Yixuan has been to New York.
啊，她到纽约也给她留下一辈子很深刻的印象。
And has left her a very deep impression in her life.
啊，所以虽然我们很多年都没有联络过哈。
So even though we haven't been in contact for many years.
啊，但是啊，其实我对她印象真的很深。
But I have a very deep impression of her.
啊，所以我们希望能够借着今天这个机会啊，让他们来跟我们一起分享他们生命当中主耶稣的作为。
And hopefully through this opportunity today, they will be able to share what Jesus Christ has done for them in their life.
来看看说我们的主是如何的恩待我们每一个人啊。
And how Jesus Christ has blessed all of us.
啊，你们谁要上来自己决定啊。
他们两个都上来。They're going to interpret how much deep I am.
Okay. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we testify.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来做见证。
Let's bow our head, pray in silence.
请大家低头默祷。
阿门。
阿门。
因为我们两个见证，所以可能会中文、英文随便来，反正一个讲中文，另外一个讲英文就对了。
Because we're testifying all together as one, so we might just kind of intertwine our language together. Whoever speaks one and the other will translate the other language. So that's how that's going to work.
Right. So we've been Christian for about 4 years now.
我们大概就是已经是信主四年了。
But this incident traced all the way back to 20 years ago.
但是呢，我们这个我们这一条信仰之路可以就是追溯到二十年前。
And which I think Pastor Cho, that's 20 years ago when you met.
那当然就是周传道就是二十年前的时候，我们两个第一次碰面的。
Right, and.
好 ，my turn. Okay.
Your turn.
So. We'll start, like I said, we actually are going to share quite a few testimonies together.
Yeah, we always do things together because, you know...
Translate first!
Oh, sorry. 我们就一起做见证，因为we always do everything together. We play together. And as you know, she's a pianist, I'm a violinist. We perform together, we travel together, we teach together, we testify together.
我们什么都是一起做。我们我们翻译也一起，我们练诗也是一起，我们也是一起出去巡回演出，然后做什么事情都是一起。
And without me, she's quite, you know, dysfunctioned.
她没有我的话，简直是不能生活的。
Yeah, go ahead.
So we like to share, like, 我们都是很多的见证在一起，然后最后 I think it's like a piece of the puzzles that the like little testimony, like we have so many testimonies.
我们有很多的见证，就像一些那个小的拼块一样，一个一个拼起来以后，发现是一个主耶稣的形象。Did you say that?
Yes.
No. You wanted to say that, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay. And eventually, so then God's plan revealed to us.
那最后呢，神的计划在我们生命里面的计划，最后就向我们显现了。
And I'm really grateful that God gave us this opportunity because this is the very first time we're going to tell all the stories all at once.
我们非常感激神给我们这样的机会来为他做见证，并且把我们生命中所认识神的见证，在有限的时间里面全部都可以跟大家分享。
And I pray to God that may God guide us so then His message can be conveyed according to His will.
我们也一直在祷告，求神带领我们做这样的见证，愿他的信息，愿他的话达到每个人的心里面。
So like we said, you all started back 20 years ago.
就像我们说的, 一切都是从20年前开始。
And I was a freshman in Indiana University in Bloomington. I majored in piano performance.
我是在印第安纳大学音乐学院, 学钢琴，是大学一年级的时候。
And I just finished my freshman year, and that summer, my sister, who is a TCAC member, and she's studying piano in Germany.
我大学第一年刚结束的时候呢，我姐姐也是弹钢琴的，她是在德国学习。
And she visited me, and we have decided to visit New York for the first time because neither of us have been there.
她就来探望我，那所以我们都没去过纽约，所以就决定去纽约去游览。
And before we arrived there, and because she's a TJC member, so she took me to Philadelphia first.
那我们在去纽约之前，因为她是我们真耶稣教会的教徒，所以我们就先去了费城的教会。
Because that time they have also some kind of event like this going on.
在那个时候好像也有类似的这种神训班或者是灵会。
Yeah, I don't remember what kind of event, but it's like event like this.
我并不记得，但是像这样一类的，就是训练班这样。
So then I was there the whole day with the sermons and hymns, like just like this, and then I spent one whole day there.
所以我一整天都是在那儿，就像我们现在这样，是有唱诗、有讲道，然后有祷告，所以一整天我都在那儿。
And that was the very, very first time I heard of, because I wasn't a Christian, I'm not familiar with Bible at all. So that's the first time that I heard of gospel, I know about Bible, the first time I heard of Holy Spirit, you know, all this Christianity, that's the very first time I get to be familiar with.
那是我人生中第一次接触到圣经，接触到神，然后有看到圣灵，然后听到圣诗。因为我不是一个基督徒，所以我对此一无所知，所以那是人生生命中的第一次的经历。
So then the next day, then we arrived in New York.
第二天我们就到了纽约。
We check in the hotel.
我们到了酒店以后。
And we took our maps.
我们就拿出来那个地图。
And then my sister and I would just walk outside and ready to explore the city.
我们就出去准备要在城市里面玩。
So we are like within minutes after we got out of the hotel, and we were walking on the sidewalk. We were not driving, we're not crossing the street either.
我们出了酒店以后呢，就是在那个人行道上走路，并没有开车，也没有，就只是在人行道上走路，也没有走错方向。
And then a taxi actually from behind. He drove onto the curb, the pedestrian walk, and then hit my sister and myself.
然后这个后面呢，有一辆计程车，结果开到了人行道上面啊，一下撞到了他的姐姐，然后又撞到了他。
And neither of us saw the car coming. Of course, we were walking in front, and he was coming back.
我们两个都没有看到那个车来，因为那个车是从后面开过来。
And my sister got rolled away, so she had minor injury.
所以我姐姐就被撞到了一边，她滚。 就是人这样，就是滚到了旁边，所以并没有太大的妨碍。
But I was the one who ended up being stuck in between the building and the car.
但是呢，他却被计程车撞到，整个人撞到了墙上，像个那个三明治一样。Yeah.
And that's actually literally the sense. I was stuck. So I remember I wasn't even lying on the floor. I was like stuck. I was hanging because I was stuck between the car and the building.
那他是整个被那个车和那个建筑是被挤在了一起，被那个车撞到了中间，他连躺都没办法躺下，因为被紧紧的这样冲撞到那个墙上。
And it was quite extensive near-death injuries, multiple injuries that I had.
那可能是我这生中经历的最接近于死亡的一次很大的事故。
My intestines. My stomach,
我的胃,
my liver,
我的肝,
all need surgeries.
所以几乎肝胆肠胃全部都做了手术，内脏全部都做了手术。
And my gallbladder was removed.
然后我的那个黄胆，不是胆，胆被全部切除。
我爸爸就说五脏俱毁。对，他爸爸就说他是五脏俱毁。
And that
was part of it. And then my pelvic was crushed into pieces.
那只是其中的一部分。那我的 胯骨是被撞得粉碎。
And my right thigh, it's like pieces of dangling meat on me.
那我整个右腿呢，就是一块块肉全都掉在那儿，只有皮连着。
And the bone was exposed. I can see the.
然后所有的骨头全部都暴露在外面。
So I was awake the whole time, even in the ambulance and including the ER. I was awake and they keep me awake because they say they don't know what to do with me yet. So they cannot put me pain medication. They cannot do any treatment because they don't know what to do because it's quite extensive.
那当救护车来了以后呢，他们不知道怎么做，因为那个实在是太可怕了，那个事故非常大，所以他们只能够不停的让他醒着，因为他们不知道怎么做。
And during those time, they keep telling me that they couldn't find pulse in my leg.
在那个时候呢，他们不停地说，在他的大腿上，他们没有发现有脉搏的跳动。
And they told me there's a chance I might be paralyzed.
他们说很有可能你会瘫痪。
And they say because my pelvic is crushed, so there's a chance I may not bear children.
然后医生说，因为他的胯骨被撞得粉碎，所以很有可能没有办法生小孩。
So I had 4 major surgeries in 3 weeks.
在三个礼拜当中，我进行了四次大手术。
And including the stomach ones and also the skin graft, where they have to cut off the skin on my left thigh to put it on my right thigh, so it doesn't look like meat.
那因为我除了做胃手术以后，还有做那个从左腿植皮到右腿，因为他右腿除了骨头是没有肉的，要用皮把它覆盖住。
有肉了，没皮。
有一点肉了。
So I had to spend ten weeks in the hospital.
所以我在医院住了十个礼拜。
And the first 6 weeks, I'm in bed. I couldn't even, like, I'm totally immobile because I couldn't move because of pelvic and I cannot even turn around. So I was in bed totally immobile for 6 weeks.
前六个礼拜呢，我是一动都不能动，因为正在动手术，而且我的髋骨和胯骨都被撞得粉碎，所以根本不能动。
And that's also during that time that I realized my basic function is gone, like 吃喝拉撒睡 nothing is working.
对，就是那个时候我发现人生中最基本的功能我全部都丧失了，就吃喝拉撒睡。
Yeah, can eat, can drink, can sleep, can poop, can pee. You know, nothing is working there. And but also at the same time that I see the amazing progress of my piece of meat. Like it was like it was dangling, and then.And then after the skin graft, the skin started to grow, and then it started to take shape of almost like a thigh. So it's like, you see like your thigh like a living thing, like it's growing. So it becomes a flappy thing, and then it comes shape up, you know.
Yeah, 那我的右腿、右大腿的肌肉，因为已经全都被撞掉了，只有很少一部分连着，所以但是像奇迹一样，它慢慢慢慢的，它们又会自己找回位置，然后又开始重新生长。
Yeah, of course, they have to, at first they have to take the staplers, like,to staple the
当然一开始是需要像用钉书针一样把那个肉全都钉起来。
Yeah. But and also it's during those weeks, guess who visited me?
那大家猜一猜，在那住院的十个礼拜是谁来探望我
？I don't know anybody in America. I'm alone, and my sister came from Germany.
在那个时候呢，我是一个人在美国读书，我在美国谁都不认识，那只有我姐姐从德国来。
And so it's those TJC members.
当时就是我们真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹了。
And chances are probably not, because I don't think Philadelphia people will come. So chances are it will be, I know it's from Queens and Elizabeth. And I'm sure. 那我
知道是皇后和伊丽莎白教会的弟兄姐妹来探望。
Because you know they are in New York, so they are the ones who never met me.
因为他们是纽约的教徒，所以其实他们没有任何一个人认识我。
Yeah, I don't know any of them.
我也不认识他们其中任何一个人。
And my father stayed in Queen's Church all these times. After they came 10 days later, and they stayed at Queen's.
对，在当时我动手术的时候，他们不能来。但在十天以后，他们来了以后，我爸爸是住在皇后区的教会。
And I'm sure you're all familiar as a TJC member. Like when you visit hospital, you usually provide so much, like how they do here. Like they provide food, they provide CD Walkman, which is the iPod at the time, and they provide. Anything, you know, comforts, words of God, everything that you know very well.
我想大家都知道，作为一个真耶稣教会的教徒，我们当奉献的时候，我们是全心全意的，会送食物，会送用的东西，会送那个 CD 播放器，然后会讲神的话。
And that was when I met Pastor Cho, who was in high school at the time.
那个时候我是认识周传道，周传道那个时候还在上高中。
And so that was it. And so I heard the word of God. So I learned to pray and all that. And I told myself, you know, this is such a nice church, and I like the truth that I heard. So if one day I start to think about believing something, you know, this church will be the one I would consider.
那因为我非常，我受到了很大的感动和鼓舞，所以我就想，如果有一天我如果要去找一个教会的话，我想去这间教会。So
and then after that, I took one semester off, and eventually I came out in wheelchair and then walkers and then crutches and then like now.
那经过了一个学期以后，我开始可以坐轮椅，然后之后也开始用拐杖，然后再到后来就康复了。
So I continue on with my life, and there will be sisters and brothers visiting me when I was in Indiana and do Bible studies. But gradually, I like the words, but I was like, thank you very much, it's wonderful, but I didn't keep in touch with any of them.
那我之后我的生命就继续，那我回去上学，在印第安纳的有一些弟兄姐妹也会时常来想找我查经啊，想来找我聚会，可是，但是我后来就没有特别的关心这件事情，并且渐渐的与教会的这些弟兄姐妹失去联系。Yeah,
and I went on with my life. I got my bachelor's of music and master's of music and doctor's of music, and my life is pretty smooth.
然后我就继续我的生活，然后我得到了我的学位啊，硕士、博士，然后一切都看起来非常的顺利。And
then 16 years passed.
然后就这样， 16年就过去了。Now
here is your story.
Yeah.
然后。Then I met him. That's what it is.
Yeah. 然后我们两个就，觉得，那我们认识了以后就是。 怎么说呢，就是觉得很婚姻也很幸福啊，我们两个在一起也很开心。So
so I married him, and we feel like there's our marriage is quite wonderful, and we are very joyful together.
然后如果听医生讲不能生小孩呢，我们后来有了一个小孩。And
you know, and then I had a son. I have two sons now, but I had a son at the time.
那我们两个那个时候都是在已经当教授，所以其实生活真的是很。 我们也不是那种很贪婪的人，也没有觉得说特别想要去做百万富翁，所以那我认为，生活假如说有这么好这么顺利，一切都好像是，就是我们想要的都有的话，就觉得心里面会有就开始有一种感激的心情出现。So
at that time we are already both professors, and also another grace is because we moved to Chicago and then. We just decided to move to Chicago with zero in our pocket.
因为我们从学生时代搬到芝加哥的时候，我们兜里面其实没有钱，就是这样。因为芝加哥离我们以前住在 Cincinnati 离得最近，就是说搬去一个大城市，就这样把东西搬上那个U-Haul，然后就搬去了，什么都不知道，什么都不认识，就这样搬去。Yeah,
we just decided to go after we married. So let's move to Chicago. Okay, so that's what we do. And then right after we move, both of us become professor. In a music conservatory.
然后,
at the same time.
对，我们搬家之后，很快就都有了，就是教书的工作在大学里面。
So that's probably another big blessing that we found is incredible.
对，这就是另外一个，我们觉得好像是冥冥之中有一个力量在带着我们，在帮助我们。
So we feel that we have a lot of blessings. We're so happy and all these things. And then eventually, you know, we are very content and our life is pretty good. We're not greedy. We don't want to be millionaire. But then we just gradually start to develop this a sense of gratitude.
然后有一天呢，我们就是在一起的时候说，哎，听说你也不能生小孩，现在我们也有儿子。然后我们三个人夫妻和一个儿子这样互相看着的时候，就觉得我们三个人这么的爱彼此。 那个爱大到什么程度呢？就觉得那种满足啊！我在当时是有一个感觉，我说，我现在体会到一种满足和一种爱，我觉得好像不是从人的心里面可以发出来的。And
we had such love. We were, one day we're talking about that the love between the three of us. The love is so big that we feel like it doesn't come from just us.
然后我们就讲到以前呢，从我们认识，然后到这样搬过来，到现在。 有今天这样的生活，就觉得啊， 我就问他，我说你觉不觉得好像有一个灵，好像一直在照顾我们。我们需要什么？我们要需要什么方向？生命的方向的时候，马上就有一个绿灯会出现。
So we started to trace back all our lives, and we counted our blessings, and then he asked me, so do you feel like there's some kind of higher power above who's actually guiding us? There's always something, and then he'll turn the green light, and then things will open up for us.
然后他也觉得很同意，他说对，没错，他说，然后我就建议，我说我们要不要去找这个神，这个神到底是什么神？
So then we start to talk, and I totally agree with him. So then we start to talk about, he suggests that why don't we just look for this somebody to thank, because he gave us so much.
对，然后呢，我自己本身是有一点佛教背景。
And my husband has some background in Buddhism.
所以我第一个想到的当然是佛教。
So the first thing he come up with will be Buddhist temple.
然后呢，我们就去拜访了两个佛教的佛庙。
So then we visited two temples.
那第一个呢是在芝加哥那个唐人街哈。
And the first one is in Chinatown.
啊，进去我们怀了一颗虔诚的心，想去找神。
So we went there looking for that somebody.
然后进去以后呢，看到一个尼姑在上网。
And then when we were there, we saw a nun surfing the internet.
然后呢，那有一尊佛像，下面有些水果。
And there's a statue, the 佛像 statue, an idol with Buddha statue with the fruits.
然后再烧一个香
and there was some burning the incense.
然后就有一个和尚在里面，好像就这样溜来溜去啊，也不知道在干什么。
And there's a monk just kind of walk around, and we don't know what he's doing.
然后我们进去的时候，好像他觉得好像生意来了的那个感觉哈。
So when we enter, the expression is like, oh, here comes a customer.
是那个感觉就很不舒服。
So we don't feel quite right.
然后来说这个，不觉得好像这里面有灵啊。
So we don't feel there is higher power there.
所以我们就去了另外一个，有另外一个庙是地藏王菩萨庙。
And then we went to another temple that's near where we live.
Right, yeah, it's a Tibetan
kind of
temple.
Yeah.
那一去以后，我进去走了三步，我就跑出来了。
I went there three steps, and we came right out.
啊，里面黑黑的哈，然后一大堆的偶像。
It was quite dark and eerie with a lot of statues.
那就算我没有任何那个灵界体验的，我都一进去就觉得，哇，那个黑黑的，然后一堆那个偶像这样看着你。
And even if I don't have a spiritual background, I mean, if you get in there and you feel all this with all this statues staring at you in the darkness.
然后同时也是有几个人坐在那儿啊，然后穿着像他们和尚穿的衣服，然后这样看着我，一句话也不讲。
And then there will be monks there. They sit there, and then as soon as we enter, they just raise a head and look at us.
我就赶紧就跑出来了。
So we ran right out.
我说快走了，这个不是久留之地。
And he said, "Let's go. This is not a place to stay."
那我们也想过说去教会，去不同的教会。
And then we think about going to different churches.
但其实在这个期间，那我太太都没有跟我讲过那个真耶稣教会。
And during that time, I never mentioned TJC to him.
那我们也旅行过世界啊，所以那个巴黎圣母院也去过。然后河南嵩山少林寺也去过，那所有的这些地方，我想来想去就觉得，好像我要找的那个神，我人生经历里面所去过的这些庙啊或者教堂的，从来都没有体会过那种一进去被感动的那个感觉。
And we have been to Catholic cathedrals like in Paris, the Notre Dame, and we also go to Shaolin Temple in China, but we didn't feel anything there.
那甚至有一段时间我们觉得说要不要去个犹太人教会，因为你看犹太人都很成功啊。
And even one day we say, we should go to the Jewish synagogue because they are full of successful people there.
因为我们那个时候我们受洗之前我们朋友 99% 全是犹太人。
Because at that time our social circle 90% is Jewish.
我们的医生我们的律师、
Doctor,
我们的音乐界的朋友
lawyer,
全都是犹太人。
Musician friend, everything is Jewish people.
然后我们路过那个犹太人那个synagogue, 然后和他们有一种新犹太教啊，是在教会的。哦，那个门口全部都是什么法拉利啊、宾利啊，那种 limousine 啊，哇，大家穿得很漂亮。我说这是个好地方啊。
Yeah. So then there's a few times that we pass by those Jewish synagogue, and you will see the cars that parked outside are Bentley and Ferrari, and then they are very quite established, and we say this is a place to go.
那经过这样找啊找，然后我们也去过，我们被邀请去过两次台湾那个叫长老教会在芝加哥的分会。
And we also are invited twice to Presbyterian Church in Chicago, the Taiwanese Presbyterian Church in Chicago.
那去了以后呢，第一次听道理，我就觉得就快听吐出来了。
And the first time he heard the sermon, he wants to vomit.
我去找神哈。
Yeah, he's looking for God.
结果那个 pastor 在讲什么呢？
And the pastor was saying.
那个传道说，你如果信神，神会对你好，你的小孩可以上 Harvard。我们上个月，我们教会里面有个医生怎么怎么样成功，哦，这都是神的恩典。
And the pastor will give sermons like, if you believe in God, your child will go to Harvard, you know. For example, this doctor here, and his kid goes to this school, and blah, blah, blah.
所以我就听得就在心里就觉得我是来找神的，你跟我讲这些世俗的道理，那个想要成功我有自己一双手。
And then, he was like, he was so irritated. He's looking for, God, but then you are talking about all those worldly matters.
那后来没办法，又被请去，然后又硬着头皮又去了一次。
But then, we were invited again, so we just have to go again.
那次是讲完全一样的东西。
And that time they talk about exactly the same things.
后来我就再也不去了，所以我就对基本上对基督教会，就是 Christian 教会这种东西有了很大的一种反感。
So then he started to have some kind of attitude against the Christianity.
那有一天我们就是也是一个礼拜六的早上，我。开车然后带小孩本来是想去一个州立公园去玩你知道吗
So there's one Saturday, all of us and my kid together, we were planning to go to a state park.
然后呢但是就说一直没找到这个神心里面总觉得因为冥冥之中觉得是有一个神但是一直没找到他。
And, but, we keep feeling something is missing. We just haven't been able to find this somebody to thank for.
那这个时候突然我太太想起来说哎有一个那个叫真耶稣教会要不要去看一看
And then that was the time I suddenly remember what I told myself 16 years back that I told myself, you know, if one day I start to believe in God, I should consider TTG church.
那然后因为我以前教过一个学生那个女孩子她是拉小提琴她爸爸是一个传道。
And, he had a violin student.Her father is a pastor or a preacher.
然后呢我有一次就讲过一些不同的教会他不是我们 TJC 的。
He's not a TJC member, but they start to talk about Christian.
然后他就说哦那个真耶稣教会啊是我说哎那是怎么样我好像我太太她好像是她对她姐姐好像是那个。然后他就说哦只有他们是真的我们都是假的。
And the pastor, they were talking about Trinity Church because my husband said, you know, my wife's sister is a TCC member. And he was like, oh, they are the only true ones. We are all the false ones.
对他说那个很荒唐的说他们祷告是怎么怎么样。
And he said, that's a ridiculous church. The way they pray is ridiculous.
然后所以我也对真耶稣教会种下一个很坏的印象。
So then, he had some kind of negative, impression.About
所以他跟我说要不要去看一下的时候，我其实不太想去。
So when I suggested that, why don't we go take a look?
那后来
he didn't want to go.
对，但是后来就觉得，因为觉得，首先觉得好像那个基督徒啊，总是不停的找你要信啊，然后要捐钱呢，然后跟你讲道理，然后就很烦的。
Because usually Christians are very nagging. They want you to donate and they want you to come, and you know it's kind of irritating.
但是最后还是说那最后我太太说我们去看一下如果你认为因为这点我真的很感谢神我也很感谢神给他那个智慧他说不管你选择任何一个宗教只要你找到的神我就跟着你一起去信
So at that time I said because he's somebody with intuition you know he's always have a good intuition so I told him that we just go take a look and if you feel right then I'll follow you
那我就问他，我说那个教会漂亮吗
？And then he asked, "Is the church beautiful?"
他说好像不怎么漂亮。
And I said, "It's quite plain." That's what I told him.
那我们就这样，就一边开车一边就找到了地址啊，然后就去了。
So then we Google on the phone and things, and then we went.
然后去了以后，哦，真是大失所望，就一间这个比民房大一点的房子。
And in the Chicago, so we went to Chicago, and we were a little bit disappointed because the church is quite small, almost like it's just a house.
然后我们就进去了。
And then we went in.
进去了以后呢，就是就坐在会堂里面就开始听道理。
So then we sat in the chapel, we started to listen to the sermon.
当时是有一个姐妹在讲道理。
And it was a sister.
她讲的是神的十诫。
And she was talking about the Ten Commandments.
毫不留情地讲神的十诫。
And she's very merciless in talking about this.
犯戒一定会死。
就是if you disobey, you will die.
但是因为是我们真耶稣教会对圣经的执着和那个和对真理的那个执着。
But because of our devotion to the truth.
那当时就一下就感动我了。
And he was moved right away.
然后呢，长话短说，我们就这样听了一篇道理。
So long story short, so we listened to the sermon.
然后我们就开车回家。
And then we drove home.
回家的时候呢，就是我们两个都没讲话。
And then neither of us are speaking.
然后最后我就忍不住了。
And then finally he said.
我就问他，我说，哎。我说你在那个教会有没有觉得好像我们两个脏脏的
？And then he asked me, he said, you know, do you feel like when we're there, we're the two that's kind of dirty?
Dirty is the word.
Yeah, dirty is the word.
然后这个时候他就说，我也是。
Yeah. And I said, I feel the same way too. And and this is quite incredible for him to say he feels dirty. Okay.
对我来说，就是感觉到自己脏脏的呢，是很惊人的一件事情。
Because you can still see he's a quite a confident man.
对，就是那我好像看起来比较有自信。
Well, let me give you a proof, not just the saying. He at that time, when he was a student, he has 4 scholarship plus stipend that actually is more than my first full-time position salary.
Just
the college gave me that much just to keep him there.
那我来美国上学的时候，就是除了给我全额奖学金，那我的生活费比他第一年当教授的工资还多。
And his face is on the university front page for months.
For year, 5 years.
Oh, 5 years, okay.
那个 CCM 就是那个音乐学院啊，他们用我的照片做他们的主页用了5年这样。
And he when he was student, he already has play as a soloist with a lot of major orchestras, as a soloist with major orchestras in the United States.
我当学生的时候就是会跟一些乐团合作啊，拉独奏这样。
And he already released his first album.
那时候录了我的唱片啊，个人的。
And he's the featured article on 3 magazines.
那一些比较大的就是弦乐杂志会登录我的。比如说一些什么事情啊
，and also like the Asian edition of L，
然后还有那个时装杂志 L 也有也会登我的一些那个就是拉琴的一些事情、啊。
And when he was a student, in order to keep him, I remember he told me that he failed one course and that would jeopardize his scholarship. But then the next year when he returns,
就是我当学生的时候，有一次就是那个有一堂课呢，因为不好，因为我没去上课。所以呢，就，然后那个老师呢，就给我一个 fail， 就给我一分，就这样 fail， 把我 fail。
Like one score, one point from passing.
对，然后通常你有这样的话，你的奖学金就保不住了。
But then the next year, his scholarship is there, but for some reason, that professor is no longer there.
那后来第二年就是我的奖学金纹丝不动，然后那个 fail 我的那个老师就不见了，因为当时校长也找他谈话，说你不要 fail 他。然后他不听，他还是 fail 我。
So anyways, and then oh such, and then he was given a $2 million violin, Lady Tenor. You can Google search, you know, to play and you know.
那然后那个当时有钱人呢，他们就会买那个$200,000的小提琴送给我。
So then he said, I feel dirty. You know, it was quite a surprise coming from his mouth.
那所以当时我说，我觉得啊，我觉得我好像身上脏脏的，所以对我太太来讲是一个。这真的是一个很惊奇的一个事情，对他来说。那然后后来我们就是还是有空的时候还是会去这个教会。
And then occasionally whenever we can, we'll go on Saturday for the.
然后因为我想跟大家分享，我那个时候说我觉得脏是一种什么感觉哈。
And I want to express with you what it feels to feel dirty.
我就在那个教会听到的时候，我就觉得那个弟兄姐妹哈。我们就坐在后面一个角落，然后觉得弟兄姐妹他们好像好高哦，然后我这样低低的坐在一个好像地下有一个坑一样的感觉。
And then it was this feeling that he was saying that we were sitting in the back of the chapel and it feels like all the brothers and sisters are so tall and so high and then we were like so low and.
那很诚实的讲，我这辈子从来没有这样过的体验。
And he has never felt this way before.
因为 反正就是这样，后来就是侯传道就会来跟我们查经啊。So
then there was a certain pastor, Pastor Ho at the time, or came and studied Bible with us.
那第一次来查经的时候是晚上八点钟。
The first time he came, it was 8 p.m.
然后呢，我就问了他一个问题，就是这样讲讲话，又问他一个问题，我说什么叫做犹太人？
And then I asked him one question. I said, "What is Jewish people?
What is?" 我说是一种race 还是一个地？ 地形还是一个历，还是一段历史，还是一种宗教？什么是犹太？So
is a race, a country, or a region, or a religion? What is it?
那这一个问题啊，真是问对了。And
this question is right on.
他的一个回答回答了三个小时。He
answered pastor's host to answer this one question took him 3 hours.
给我把大概旧约这样通通讲了一下。So
pretty much is a survey of the Old Testament.
然后我就一下就爱上了这种讲道理。
And then we fell in love with this kind of words.
因为我觉得好像只有这样，真正的道理是一定要这样讲才会明白，而不是说为了现世的一些好处。
Because I think to explain a question, you should actually explain like this. You have from the truth instead of just for convenience or just to correspond to the modern trend.
那然后就是经过这样一段时间以后，我们真的是觉得。 哦，这个真理啊，是好像我们一直在寻找的那个神，是他有的这个真理。So
then we really feel that this truth belongs to God.
然后我们就觉得说，哎，这个教会是有神的教会。So
then we feel this church has God.
那然后到了三月份的时候是灵恩会。And
then around March it's a spiritual convocation.
然后我们就是决定想受洗。So
we decided to get baptized.
结果呢，传道说别急。But
then Pastor Ho said, just a second.
说先学学道理。You
have to know more about the truth.
所以我们基本上想受洗被拒绝了。So
basically we're declined for the baptism.
那我想神真的是做事情啊，神做工有他的神奇的时机。So
I think God really has his timing.
我们三月被拒绝的时候，其实我真的是那个时候也没有什么信心了哈。When
we're declined at that time, our faith is not quite cultivated yet.
那我想跟大家分享一个很奇妙的一件事情。Yeah,
I would share with you something.
我那个时候虽然我们去教会哈，也会在教会跪下祷告。At
that time, even though when we go to church, we kneel down and pray.
但是我其实从内心里面，我从来没有真正觉得，我就算知道这儿有神，但是我没觉得要敬拜他。And
even in my heart, I know there's God in here, but I don't feel like I have to worship Him.
我就算敬拜他，我也不用跪下来向他祷告。Even
if I do, I don't have to kneel down to pray.
因为我生活里面一切所有的，我这双手全部可以创造。Because
everything that I have today, I can create with my own hands.
那我出去拉音乐会呢？比如说，在中国的时候，中国的主席都会听我音乐会到后台来那个祝贺我。Now
even if I perform in China, the Prime Ministry of China would come and congratulate me.
然后因为拉小提琴，给我了很多很多的这些就是属世的荣耀。So
from my violin playing, I get a lot of worldly glory.
而且我从四岁开始拉，那个时候已经拉了30年了。So
I started violin at 4, so by that time I already played violin for 30 years.
那我拉了30年的琴，这双手，只要这双手还在。 我就可以拉琴，只要我可以拉琴，我就可以赚钱，就可以赚名誉，我又不是很贪婪，那我也知道满足，我认为这也是个很大的智慧，我又找到了神，我干嘛要去敬拜他呢？
And then I feel like as long as I have these two hands and I can play the violin, as long as I can play violin, I can make a living, I can get satisfaction, and I don't see what's the need. I know there's a God, but why do I have to worship him?
那甚至到后来呢，去了教会，慢慢觉得虽然找到神，但是并没有体会到什么叫做信心。And
then even though we started to go to church, but I didn't really experience what faith is.
那甚至到有一次，我就有一次是吃晚餐，然后跟他这样聊天的时候就讲到。So
and there's one time we were having dinner and we started to chat.
我说其实啊，人在世上哈，真的是要有本领。And
then he told me that When you are in the world, you really have to have some kind of skill.
我说我们现在可以有的这种生活的方式啊。Because
the way that we live now.
我们每年只工作6-7个月。We
only work about like 6-7 months a year.
然后每个礼拜只工作2-3天。And
then that's him, okay? Every week, only work 2-3 days a week.
然后我们可以有这一切都是这双手造出。And
then everything is created by these hands.
我说，就算我们现在找到神了。So
even if we find God.
连神他都拿不走我的能力。Even
God cannot take this away.
神能拿我怎么样？
What can God do to me?
大家猜发生什么事情？
So guess what happened?
这样过了几天以后、啊、
After a few days,
那因为 我练琴呢我每天都要练几个小时
he practices every day.
那我每天都要就是要热身练音阶了
So he'll do the warm up exercises.
那我们一些学音乐的学生知道练音阶、啊、我会练到250拍一分钟然后16分音符四个音这样
So for musicians I'll give you an idea I can practice the scale to the point that I can have every minute 250 notes
No 250 beats and 4 notes per beat
250 beats, four notes per beat.
就是一分钟要拉一千个音，就音阶。
It's one minute per 1,000 notes per.
大概就是每一秒钟拉十六个音。
So every second, 16 notes.
因为我知道我要保持在那个巅峰状态哈，一定要这样练。
Because I know that's the only way I can be in the top shape.
那每天这样练，所以就变得是很平常的事情。每天早上起来就是这样练的。
So this is quite a very easy routine for me. Every morning I start with these scales.
有一天。我说完那个话不久，大概就是两三天。
Not long after I had that conversation.
我一天起床拿琴就走到对面，走到我们有一个 courtyard， 走到对面的琴房去练琴。
So I went to the practice room.
我琴拿起来以后啊。
When I take up my violin.
我手指这样放下一个。
And I put one finger down.
我第二个怎么也放不下。
And I couldn't put the second one down.
好像就被绑住了一样。
It's like my fingers are tied up.
然后我就。觉得很奇怪啊，心里觉得很奇怪。
And he was quite in shock.
好像可能昨天喝多了。
Maybe I drank too much the night before.
然后我就用力啊。
So he was trying with every effort.
我用力，然后慢慢的放下了。
And then gradually the finger came down.
然后下一个又放不下去。
And the next one, again, I cannot move it.
大概我每放一个手指要花五到六秒的时间。
And every finger that I try to put down, it takes me 5 seconds.
那时候我想我肯定是生病了。
And then he believes he was sick.
因为这个事情从来都没有发生过。
Because it has never happened before.
所以我没有很介意，就这样继续练。然后呢，那天呢，我就练了十个小时。
And so he keep on practicing, and he practiced 10 hours.
而到晚上的时候，哎，好像好了。
And in the evening it was fine.
哇，好开心，开香槟庆祝。
He was happy, and then he was celebrating.
然后第二天早上起床又这样。
And second morning once again.
第二天就比第一天更担心了。
And the second day, he started to get worried.
但是又练了十个小时以后，晚上好像又可以恢复一点点的。
And then in the evening, it seems to get back again.
然后第三天起来又是这样。
And the third morning again.
然后这样过了大概一两个礼拜以后。
So after 1 or 2 weeks.
我开始有点恍惚。
He started to get crazy about this.
然后我就开始心里开始害怕。
And he started to be afraid.
因为我假如要去练音乐会的话，我哪有花十个小时去热身的时间，更不可能。
It's impossible that you need 10 hours just to warm up your hands.
通常有时候坐飞机到了一个国家，然后到了以后先去排练厅，然后去酒店洗个澡，然后回来就拉音乐会。
Because a lot of times when you go travel to perform, you go to the rehearsal at the concert hall first, and then you go back to the hotel room to brush up.
然后就这样，我的手不能动的话，这样持续了一段时间以后。我不知道大家可不可以 relay 那个感觉哈。
I don't know whether you can relay these feelings.
就是你感觉好像是你自己的小孩一早就出去了，一两岁的小孩，这样你很爱的哈，很 precious 的那个小孩，一早上就出去了，一整天不回来，到了晚上才回来。
It almost like a 2-year kid that you have that you love so dearly, and then in the morning he will just disappear, and then he will return again in the evening.
然后就这样。
You'll get so worried in
between. 就这样继续了两个月。
And this last 2 months.
到最后是彻底搅乱了我的神经。
And he was totally defeated.
然后到最后我就开始神经错乱了，就开始好像快疯掉
了。He really almost going nuts.
然后我就觉得好像有人在跟我开玩笑。
And he believed somebody is joking with him.
但是我仍然不信。
But he didn't believe.
我的一双手可以做不到我要做的。
He couldn't believe his hands will be like this.
但是我大概就是可以会说话不久就开始拉小提琴。
Because when he start to talk, not long after he start to play the violin.
所以拉小提琴就像讲话一样天然。
It's as easy as speaking.
然后你现在告诉我说每天早上照着镜子不会讲话。
And now you tell me that I look at the mirror and I couldn't speak.
然后到了晚上十个小时以后才可以这样慢慢的动。
And then ten hours later and finally came back.
那后来我就是害怕到什么程度呢？我就怕到最后真的是神经错乱，开始用酒精来安慰我自己。
And I was in such a great fear, and at the end, I used alcohol to soothe myself.
然后最后到他最后也受不了了。
And I couldn't take it anymore.
因为他看到我每天这样什么也不管什么也不顾十个小时在琴房练练到最后回来喝酒一句话不讲
I will hear scales like 500 times a day the same scales over and over and then he came back feeling very angry and frustrated
然后这样持续两个月以后然后有一天呢他跟我这样说
and then after I told him
然后他说我知道你信神你信神存在但是我也知道你的心呢你的教会是礼节性的跪下但是你也没有祷告你在家里面从来没有祷告过
and I told him that I know you know there's a God and I see you when you pray in the church it's all of good manners in your heart you never really pray and at home you never pray
神岂不是比你还大吗
God is bigger than you
但是你却把你的小提琴放在神前面
but you put violin before your God
然后他说你要不要试一次在家里跪下祷告一下
why don't you try just kneel down and pray once at home
他说你就试一下这样
just try once
然后那天晚上因为我已经这样持续两个月我已经疯掉了
and because he was probably totally defeated after 2 months
然后因为我实在是无奈然后我就跪下就说神啊如果你真的在那儿求求你停止这个恶作剧吧
so he kneeled down and said if you are there please stop this joke
我说我的心脏实在是承受不住了
because my heart has the limit
然后呢后来第二天就好了很多没有全好但就好了很多
and second day is much better it's not complete but it's much better
然后我就又开始祷告
so he started to pray
然后这样过了一个礼拜以后就全好了
and then it returns in 1 week
然后呢好了以后有一天晚上我回来拉琴哦，那天我好高兴我花了5个小时拉了10个协奏曲从头到尾这样
and then I was so happy so that one day I came home and then I played in 5 hours 10 concertos you know run through 10 concertos
然后全部都可以拉一点问题没有
I got everything back、
哦、然后我抱着琴呢抱着那个 Lady Tender 就是我那个琴的名字那个那个就是然后送我那个 Stradivarius
So I hugged my violin the Lady Tender
然后我就抱着它跪在地上失声痛哭
So I kneeled down and hold my violin I just cried and prayed out loud、
哦、那个时候我就说神啊求求你停了吧
It's a God, please just stop.
我知错了
I know I'm wrong
我知道你比我还大
I know you're bigger than me
你比我的能力也大
Your power is bigger than mine
我练了30年的功夫啊
The 30 years of efforts
你一夜之间就拿走
You take it overnight
就像这样真的一夜之间就拿走
You take it overnight
那个是我第一次知道看到神的大能
That's the very first time he witnessed the mightiness of God
那我也学到神真的要教训你的时候是拿你最最骄傲的地方下手。
And then God knows that if he wants to teach you a lesson, he will use the thing that you are most proud of.
那从那以后我就知道，哦，不敢跟神祷告。
So ever since then, he is quite obedient.
然后，那然后这个就是我们受洗被拒绝发生不久的事情。
So this is not long after our intentional baptism is declined.
然后到四月的时候
and then in April,
我有一个好朋友他叫 Sasha
and then we have a friend called Sasha
他的女儿也是拉小提琴的在芝加哥学 不是跟我学
his daughter is a violin student didn't start with me but she's a violin student studying in Chicago
19 岁啊
19 year old
非常好的一个女孩子
wonderful girl
长得也很漂亮
very pretty,
也很得体也很聪明
very elegant, very smart
琴也拉得很好很有才
good violinist
那有一天我接到他爸爸打来给我电话
and one day we got a phone call from Sasha
他说我非常羞耻的想跟你说我的那个学校啊给我来了一封信说我女儿吸毒、啊、
and his father called us and said I'm very shameful but we just got a letter from the college saying that my daughter is expelled from school because of drug use
说可不可以求你帮我个忙我们是这么多年的哥们儿啊
could you do me a favor we are you know we're brother friends for a long time
你帮我把我女儿从她的 apartment 接出来送到机场去我机票都买好了
Can you please help me pick up my daughter and usher her to the airport so that she can go home
说我女儿不去考试不去上课
She skip classes, she skip tests
那派同学去看她说她这样蓬头垢面就这样
And the student visit her and then she's not in good shape
对说把她送到机场我机票都买好了
So I bought the ticket already just take her to the airport that's all you have to do
我当然觉得很难过我就带着她去机场
So we took her to the airport
那在开车的路上呢，哎，听到那个消息说，冰岛的那个火山爆发了。
And in the car, we heard the news that the volcano of the Iceland erupted.
所以整个他们那儿的那个机场都不能用。
So the whole airport was closed down.
那然后呢，我们就带他就回来了，打电话给他爸。
So we took the daughter back.
然后跟他爸爸说，我说，那现在怎么办？
So we called Sasha and said, what do we do now?
然后他爸爸就说，你不要管，你就把他放到机场，然后就不要理他了。然后呢，什么时候机场开通，什么时候他就上飞机就好了。
And then he said that just drop her at the airport. That's all you have to do to make sure she's there. So whenever the airport resume the flight, she will go.
对，因为反正机场没有贩毒的嘛。
Because there's no drug dealers in the airport.
对，你就把她扔在那儿。
Just drop her there.
就不要管了。
And don't worry about it.
然后呢，我就开车就带她去。
So we were driving on the way there.
在去机场的路上。
On the way to the airport.
我肚子里面呢、啊。
My stomach, his stomach. Yeah.
有一个声音就出来了。
There's some voice came coming out.
然后那个声音越来越大。
And it's become more and more apparent.
最后就变得就是我整个身体好像在发出一种声音，让我耳朵听得到。
It almost like my body is resonant, so my ears can hear.
说不要带她去机场，带她去医院。
He said, "Don't take her to the airport. Take her to the hospital."
那这个声音大到让我最后变得没办法开车。
And to the point that I couldn't drive anymore.
我就又打电话给他爸。
So I called Sasha again.
然后他爸说不要管，就是把他扔到机场去。
So please just drop her at the airport.
对，你把他扔了，你就不要再管了。
Then you don't worry about it.
那从我来讲，因为我其实也挺忙的，我也很想把他扔到机场去管。
And we also want to drop her off because that was the ESSC.
Oh,
that's why we're busy.
对，因为有灵恩会，当时教会有灵恩会。
We have all the events. Yes.
对，我们有很多的圣工，所以就这没有圣工，就是参加去听道理啊，我也想去听道理。
Yeah.
所以就一下把他就扔了就不管。
So we really want to drop her off and then we turn to.
但是那个力量大到让我没办法开车。
But I couldn't drive because of the power of this voice coming into me.
我就也没有管他爸爸跟我怎么讲，我就把他送到医院去了。
So we sent her to the hospital.
然后呢，然后我们就去了，哦，但是在去医院前一天，因为那个机场关掉了，所以前一天是礼拜六。那我们因为还想去听道理，所以就带了他一起去听道理。
So we didn't take to the airport. We end up taking her to the ESSC with us.
所以他跟我们听了一整天道理、唱诗，然后这样。
So she sat there all day with us, you know, sermons.
所以第二天本来又要去，可是我又带她去了医院。
And then so second day when we want to take her to the airport, we took her to the hospital.
然后到了医院以后，然后我们又回到教会。
And then after we drop her off at the hospital, we returned.
等教会事情都过了以后，我们晚上又去医院看，因为医生就先把她留在那儿，因为觉得她好像的确怪怪的。
So we drop her off at the hospital. We finish the ESSC event of the day, and then in the evening we return to the hospital.
然后我们晚上回去以后，然后医生说，哦，说你们幸亏今天带她来。
And then by the time we arrived, the doctor said, "I'm glad that you took her here."
说她脑袋里面扫描出一个脑瘤，像拳头一样大。
Because she has a tumor of the size of the fist in her brain.
说可能是生下来就一直在长。
It may be since birth that it keep growing.
就是没有人知道。
It just nobody knows about it.
然后说他也没有吸毒。
And she didn't use any drug.
然后说他的脑瘤已经大到压迫他的脑神经啊。
It's so big that it already presses the nerves.
他如果上飞机，那个压力一定会让那个脑瘤破掉，他会死掉。
And if you go on the airplane and the air pressure might burst the tumor and you know she will die.
然后如果说他再晚来医院一天，顶多到两天，他也会死掉。
And one day or two days most, you know she's one or two days from dying.
然后呢，在七个小时之内，他们就制定了一个大手术的方案。
So they had emergency surgery within hours.
感谢神，那他当时是芝加哥最好的一个做脑瘤的医生，刚好排到那天。
And it happened to be the top brain surgeon in the on duty that day.
然后那个医生，他好像是全美国是几大之一。
And he was also the top of the country.
那医生看了那个图片以后啊
，And when he looked at the scan,
他说存活率啊几乎是零。
And he said the survival rate is not good.
然后说就算勉强可以活下来，会要么就变成植物人，要么就失去记忆，要么就听不到，要么就看不到，说一定会。
So even if he survives, and she might have some kind of either she's vegetation or you know what I mean. And or she will be blind, or maybe she won't be able to walk. You know, she won't be normal again.
那个手术做了十六个小时。
And that operation took 16 years.
16 hours.
对啊，那个时候呢，因为冰山那个火山爆发，所以他爸妈也没办法来。
And because of the volcano, so her parents couldn't come either.
而且她是一个她是只有她一个女儿，他们。
And it's their only daughter.
你们可以想象到那个父母啊，心里面是什么感觉
？Can you feel the pain when the parents hear about this?
那大概16个小时，我就是在电话上插着电跟他父母。
And during those 16 hours, I was on the phone constantly with the parents.
那个时候侯传道在夜场。
Pastor Ho's there, Pastor. Yes, there a lot.
他爸妈不在，猜还有谁在？就是我们真耶稣教会。
And guess what? Who's there? It's the TJC members.
我们在那等了16小时。
So we waited there for 16 hours.
然后一边等一边祷告。
So we pray and then we wait.
那个时候呢？是神给了我一个很大的神迹让我看。
And that was the time when God gave my husband a very big.
我说神，我知道你很严厉，你也有大能。
And he told God that I know you are mighty God.
因为我刚刚经历了，你可以把我30年的功夫一夜之间拿走。
Because I just experienced you can take my 30 years of skill away.
那你有这样的大能，我能不能求求你，这么好的一个女孩子，你不要让她死
？Can you not to take her away? Such a wonderful girl.
因为他在进手术室的那一刹那，那个女孩子还跟我招手说 ，Young, see you later.
Because before she went to the operation room, she said, "Wave us, bye, see you later."
那我们心里面都猜测说，她可能真的活不了。
And we know that there's a chance.
因为我们大家都知道，脑瘤大概像一个指甲这么大，在脑袋里面像指甲这么大的就很致命。
Because we know, like a size of maybe just a nail is fatal enough.
那她那个 CT scan 呢，像拳头一样大。
But her tumor is a size of a fist.
那个时候我就祷告说：“神啊，你如果有大能的话，求求你，不要让她死。”
So he prays to God that if you are the mighty God, please don't let her die.
你也不要让她变成植物人。
Don't her become a
也不要让他变成瞎子或者失去记忆
or blind or lose memory
或者是变成瘫痪
or paralyzed
我那时候说神啊你这么大能
I said mighty God
你如果答应我这个祷告哈
if you answer my prayer
你想这个大能给我看我一辈子给你
I will give you my whole life
这样祷告16小时
so he prayed like this for 16 hours
然后呢，那个医生就给他推出来了。
So then, the doctor pour out in a stretcher.
那当然，他是还是在麻醉之中，所以他不能讲。
So she's still in the anesthesia. She's still put to sleep. She hasn't wake up yet.
那然后我们就回家了。然后第二天一早去看他。
So we went home, and then the next morning we went again.、
哦、我们一去看他，他一见到我，他说：“哎呀。”
As soon as she sees us, I say, "Hey, yeah."
I'm so hungry.
我好饿哦。
I have a leftover in the fridge. Can you get it for me?
我那个之前有没有吃完的东西，你可以帮我拿。
我说好，我帮你拿给他吃。
I said okay, I'll bring it for you.
哦，我就知道他能看到，他能听到，
他没有失去记忆。So she can see, she can hear, she remembers everything.
然后三天之后，他下床自己上厕所。
And 3 days later, she walks around and then she goes to the bathroom by herself.
那个当时我去看到的那一刹那，我就知道神应许了我的祷告。
So the moment that I saw her like that, I know God answered.
但是那个对他来说就是另外一个景
象。And this and my part of this is God sometimes use the same incident and edify people in different ways.
神有时候用同样的一个事件哈，对不同的人进行不同的教导。
The same moment when I was he and I we look at Lara, her name is Lara, when she was awake.
那在同样那一刻，我们看到 Lara 那个片刻的时候。
And I have a shocking realization.
对我来说，那个是一个很惊恐的一个片刻。
I realize how many resemblances her experience and mine is.
我才意识到，在 Lara 的那个这个事件里面，有多少跟我十六年前相似的地方。
Because she was 19 years old, just like I was when I had a car accident.
Lara 是19岁，在医院里面。那当她有车祸的时候，她也是19岁。
She's also a foreign student with no parents around.
她也是一个国外的学生，父母不在身边。
And she also spent all day before everything happened at the church.
并且她也是在出这件事情之前，前一天一天一整天在我们教会里面。
And she also, like me, was taken care of by numerous members that she never met before.
那她也是像我一样。被真耶稣教会的我们的弟兄姐妹照顾，是从来没素不相昧的一些弟兄姐妹这样。
The only difference，
只有唯一不同的是
，I'm now the only other side。
那我现在是从另外一面看这件事情发生。
And I know how much they have put the prayers。
那我那时候才知道，当我的事情发生了十六年前发生那件事情的时候， 教会为我祷告了多少。
When I was in the hospital, in the operation room, they would be in the waiting room, like I did.
当我在医院的时候，那个我们的弟兄姐妹在等待的时候，在做手术，然后弟兄姐妹也是在那个等待室为我祷告。
They will pray day and night for the girl they've never met, like me and the TJC member for Lara.
就像我们为 Lara 祷告一样，那些我从来都不认识的弟兄姐妹，日日夜夜的为我而祷告。
Then I heard God's voice.
那个时候我也听到神跟我讲话。
Every time I pray to God, when I testify this moment, I wouldn't cry so I can speak normally.
每次我都希望我在讲这段的时候我不会哭，但是每次都会哭。
Because when you personally experience God,
因为当你亲身体验到神的时候，
it's overwhelming enough just to think of it.
只是去想一想的话，我们真的是都很难承担这么大的压力，这么大的力量。
The voice of God said,
神的声音对我说。
And I remember the tone.
而且我也记得神的语气。
It's a very, 就很严厉, it's a very stern voice.
神当时对我很严厉, 用很严厉的语气。
And also very loving father-ish.
但是又充满了爱, 像父亲一样。
And this is a direct quote.
这是神亲口跟我这样讲。
With hopefully the tone that I can imitate correctly.
希望我可以讲跟他同样的语气。
He said, take a close look.
说你仔细地看一看。
This is what I did for you 16 years ago.
16年前我就是这样为你做的。
I have been waiting all these years.
我等你等了16年。
What have you done for me?
你这16年都跑哪去了？都为我做什么？
This is a shock of chills through my spine.
当时在我脊椎上简直是一股凉意哈，把我让我觉得非常惊恐。
So then I was looking at Laura and I was like, okay. In my mind I was like, okay.I get it. I'm here now, right? I get it. I get your idea. I'm back.
那我看着那个 Lara 那个女孩的时候，我就对神说，我知道了，我知道了，我现在已经回来了。那就这样，这个事情就是这样发生。
It's kind of like a push for our final journey to.
我们两个都有不同的那个神给我们用力的推了一把，然后直到恐怕我们时间有限，我就短短的讲一下好了，就是我们受洗的时候的事情。那然后我们就决定八月份受洗。
So then we will be baptized in August.
那我们八月份要受洗，然后八月我记得是八月，对，八月二十五号我们受洗。
I remember it was August 15th. They were baptized.
August 25th.
22nd.
22nd. 八月二十二号。
August 22nd.
那我们要受洗之前呢，因为一切都准备好了，所以那个时候我们在中国。
And at that time we were in China.
那个时候我就接到了，那个我在南美的，就是美洲的我的音乐会的经纪人给我来的 email.
And I got a phone call. I got an email from my agent in South America.
然后他就说现在有两场音乐会要你拉。
So there are two concerts that you need to play.
那一场在一场在阿根廷，一场在巴西。
One is in Argentina, one is in Brazil.
然后呢condition 就是说他们会付那个国际旅费啊，给你 fly first class.
So you'll fly first class.
然后呢给你$5,000拉一场音乐会。
So and the fee is $5,000 each.
那两场就$10,000。
So two concerts for $10,000.
所以你在南美一共要待三天这样。
And you need to stay for 3 days.
然后我就答应了。
So I said yes.
然后之后呢，那个阿根廷的那个音乐会，他们那个音乐厅的经理说，哎，那个日期不行。
And then after I said yes, and they said, oh, the date doesn't work out.
他们要换到八月二十一号。
They have to change to August 21st.
然后呢，那这样的话我就没办法赶回来受洗。
And if that's the case, then I there's no way that I can be back for baptism in time.
那出于专业经验哈，我当然就是想都没想就答应了，没问题，看我 calendar 上面没什么事情。
So out of professionalism, of course, I would say, yeah, no problem, the change is okay.
然后，但是结果时间临近的时候呢，我却突然想起来，哎呦，八月二十二号是受洗的时候。
And then only when the time is approaching, I realize it will conflict with the baptism on 22nd.
那请我去演出的那个指挥又是一个也是蛮熟的一个朋友。
And the conductor that I'm going to work with is.
我跟他们说可不可以换日期，他们说没办法换。
And I told them, can you change the dates? And they say no.
那这个时候啊，因为他们说票也卖出去了，什么都弄了。
So we already sell all the tickets and promotion.
然后这个时候我就开始问我旁边人的意见。
So he started to ask around, "What would you do?"
我所有的朋友啊、家人都跟我说，当然你的事业更重要了。
So of course, this is your life livelihood.
你八月没法受洗，你可以明年五月受洗。
Because there's always next baptism that you can get, like you can always do the next ESSC.
那个时候我又问他，问我太太。
And then he asked me.
我就在商量这件事情，然后我太太跟我说。说你觉不觉得，假如说你这样换日期的话，好像是在跟神在讨价还价。
And then he asked me, and I said, "Don't you feel like you're negotiating with God if you are doing this, if you are changing your days of baptism?"
我说我心里也是这样觉得，虽然说可以。
And he said, "I feel the same way."
虽然说可以明年五月受洗哈，但是总是觉得因为这个，因为钱哈，因为事业去跟，不只是因为钱了，是因为我那时候刚开始建立南美的音乐的事业。
And I feel the same way because I just start to establish my market in South America. And
然后就觉得刚一开始这样的话，啊，这对我的事业真是一个伤害。
So it would be a dent on his career in South America.
然后，但是我又觉得，假如说因为这个而换受洗的时间，真的是在跟神讨价还价。
But then in a way, it's like you're negotiating your career with salvation if you exchange.
所以这我没办法，我就跟他说，我说实在是对不起，换到21号我没办法。
So I said, "I'm sorry, if you change 21st, I'm not able to do it."
而且呢，因为我们那时候也有小孩，所以不管赚多少钱，每一块钱都很宝贵。
And especially, you know, every penny counts when you have kids.
所以这个时候就觉得，好吧，问了神，就算是花5000块，赶紧先受洗啊！
But we feel like we're just think of like we paid 5,000 for salvation.
对，就是5000块买永生，简直太便宜了。
Yeah, so 5,000 for the eternity is a good deal.
我做了这个决定的第二天才。
So the second day after I made this decision.
我又接到我那个经纪人的一个 email.
I got a phone call from the agent.
然后他说我做了20年的经纪人。
He said I've been an agent for 20 years.
我从来没见过发生这样的事情。
I've never seen this happen in my life.
那个 email 我到现在还留着。
And I still keep the email.
他说巴西的那场演出
The concert in Brazil
把你的费用从5000块变成了10000块
It raised your fee from 5,000 to 10
所以你只需要来南美待一天然后第二天就可以回去
So you only need to stay for one day and you play the concert in Brazil then you're done
而且他们付你的往返机票
And it's you pay for the tickets
他们会付我
They will pay for the tickets
然后本来是不付我的酒店的 and 吃住都不付的
Originally the lodging is by yourself
说而且说不知道为什么他们把你放在当地最好的酒店
And for some reason they put you in the best hotel
然后呢
They sponsor you to stay
说你的吃喝包括酒水全部他们都包
Eating all the meals will be covered
我接到这个 email 之后我第一下就想起我就知道这个是神给我的鼓励啊
So when I received the email immediately I know this is the reward that I got from God
我想跟大家 share 一个 verse 就是
I want to share this verse
马太福音6:33
Matthew 6:33
说先求神的国神的义其他一切神都会给你
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the things shall be added to you
我们可以想象，假如说我们去买一个东西，比如说买一个
，Imagine you buy something，
买一个珠宝是5000块钱的
珠宝 ，Like you buy a $5,000 jewelry，
然后你已经选好了以后
，You already pick one，
然后付钱的时候你说，哎，我要付10000块给你
，When you decide to pay， you say let me pay you $10,000 instead。
你们会做这样的事吗
？Are you going to do things like that？
没有，天下没有任何一个人会做这样的事情。
There's nothing who would be doing this thing.
所以我知道那个是真的神喜悦我这样做，所以他给我一个鼓励。
So I know what I did must have pleased God. So God answered me with gift.
那然后还有最后一个，我想跟大家 share。
Last one, very good one.
就是连续到上一次说的，我不能够拉琴。
So I tied up to the incident when he cannot play.
然后所以这些事情都鼓励了我们的信心。
So it all strengthens our faith greatly.
然后呢，然后我就知道。我后来才知道，原来我之前的生活，不管是怎么好怎么样，我自己觉得在音乐里面得自由得快乐哈。但是实际上我像奴隶一样被小提琴绑得死死的。
So I realized that no matter how good my life is, I'm actually slave of violin.
那后来我就不怎么练琴了。
So then I stopped practicing after that.
那其实主要是因为我们的那个小儿子出生以后啊，他有很糟糕的那个胃的问题。
And another main reason is our second son Isaac. As soon as he was born, he has a lot of problems with his stomach.
他会吐血。
He will vomit blood.
然后吐了整整一年的。
And then he vomited blood, and he couldn't, he vomited everything.
然后那个时候我们甚至不知道他能不能活过三个月，所以我们那个时候打电话给传道说，可不可以提前受洗。
And to the point that we didn't, wasn't sure whether he's going to go past 1 year old, so we called pastor and said whether he can be baptized immediately.
那时候我有一个行李箱啊，随时都是准备好去医院的。
And we had a suitcase just to go to ER anytime.
因为他只要一吐血，我们就要马上开车。
Because as soon as he vomit blood, we have to go send him to the hospital.
所以我们那个时候那个医院进出好多次。
So we are in and out of the hospitals, day in, day out.
所以你可以想象我还有时间练琴吗
？So there's no way that he can practice.
所以大概是有一次，就是大概我连续五个月琴盒都没有打开过。
So I didn't open my violin case for 5 months.
那个时候我们只是天天祷告，求神留他一条命。
All we do is pray for Isaac's life.
那个时候也祷告说，如果神要带他走，我们也没办法，愿神给我们力量。
And we also ready to say, if you want to take him away, we will accept it. Give us strength.
好，那个时候真的是，啊，虽然难过，但是神总是会给我们力量，让我们靠祷告这样。
But God gave us strength through prayers, and gave us hope that we may be able to get through this.
那有一次呢，我就也是有经纪人又来一个电话，他说找你找不到 ，email 也不回。
I couldn't find you. You didn't give me a call back, email, no response.
都是三天之后在北京拉那个 Nielsen Concerto.
In 3 days, you're playing Nielsen Concerto in Beijing.
跟那个丹麦皇家乐团。
With a Danish Royal Orchestra concert.
然后我不知道你们大家熟不熟悉啊？那个 Nielsen 啊，尼尔森小提琴协奏曲55分钟。
It's a 55 minute piece.
那我们这儿有音乐学生 Jackie， 对不对 ？Jackie 在哪？你知道？哎，那我想问你，你如果要准备弹，比如说长的是哪个？那个 Rachmaninoff Concerto No. 3， 你要准备多久？跟乐团这样合
？If you're to prepare the Rachmaninoff Concerto No. 3 with the orchestra, how long would it take you to prepare?
I just said that.
Prepare. But you said in Chinese, right?
Yeah. Really? Did I? Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Huh? 2 years. 2 years. Yeah.I had 3 days.
And he had 3 days.
Actually, I had 5 days. And again, that was ESSC.
And again, it was ESSC. So then he has five days, but then.
然后我是礼拜六得到这个消息。
So he got this the information on Saturday.
然后礼拜四要第一场演出开始。
And Thursday is the first performance.
然后礼拜三要飞。
Wednesday he's flying.
那我想五天根本就练不出来吗？不可能。
So 5 days is impossible.
那我干脆就不练了。
So I don't.
所以我就安心的在灵会就这样。
So I stay with assurance. I'm just gonna.
然后到礼拜天晚上结束。
So Sunday finished.
那我礼拜一开始练。
I start practicing Monday.
我五个月没碰琴啊。
Five months violin case closed.
手指头真的像长了锈一样。
And my fingers are rusted.
然后我大概从头到尾这样看，那个曲子我是。那个五六年前拉过一次。
I did perform this before, like 5-6 years earlier.
但是全部都忘光光，因为五十五分钟的曲子，而且很难。
Because it's 55 minutes and very demanding piece.
然后这样练了两三天以后
，So after 2-3 days,
我就失去信心了。
So I lost all my confidence.
但是因为是在中国巡演，第一场是在天津电视直播。
But it's like a concert tour of China. The first one is a live TV broadcast.
而且这个 Nielsen 小提琴协奏曲在中国从来没演过，所以是中国首演。
And Nielsen is like the premiere of this piece.
然后我就坐在飞机上看着谱子哈，就开始祷告了。
So I was praying, studying the score.
因为从人的角度看，我也知道我根本不可能去拉这些音乐会。
So from human standpoint, it's impossible that you're going to.
但是并不是他们的错，因为我在一年前签了合同。
But it's not their fault because I already signed the contract.
然后只是因为我儿子那个问题啊，我就忘得干干净净。
Because of my son's condition and I forgot it all.
所以到了天津以后哈，然后就是第二天就要对，到了以后下飞机就要去排练。
So as soon as I arrive Tianjin and as soon as I get out of the airport, I have to go rehearse.
那大家都可以想象到，我看着谱子啊都拉不下来。
And then in the rehearsals, I couldn't even finish the whole thing.
那个指挥是从维也纳来的哈。
And the conductor is a Vienna, a very major conductor from Vienna.
然后他这样看着我就眼睛瞪得大大的。
And he was quite. He was quite in awe.
他就觉得不可思议哈，说这么隆重的一系列的巡回演出，怎么会请这么个业余的来？
他说 Who is this person? Why would we invite this person to play with me?
他虽然当时没跟我讲，他后来跟我讲。
He didn't tell me. He told me afterwards.
他说他简直想把我痛打一顿。
He wants to beat me up.
然后呢，他就想拿着谱子，带着指挥棍就回维也纳。
And he wants to return to Vienna with his baton.
因为他认为这个是一种 不专业到了一种耻辱的地步。
Because it's a shame for the professionalism that he's going to present.
那然后排练完了以后有一个小时吃饭。
So after rehearsal there's an hour for meal.
然后因为我有时差，
I have jet lag.
我就躺在房间就睡觉。
So I was sleeping in my dressing room.
然后只有15分钟之前他来敲我们。
So 15 minutes before he was knocking on my door.
然后他就说还有15分钟要音乐会了。
15 minutes you're up.
然后他听见我还在打呼啊。
And he's hearing me, I'm still snoring.
然后我想反正就要糟糕了，就
so, you know, it's already doomed.
但是呢，感谢神，那个时候我做了一件对的事情。
I did something right.
就是从之前我失去拉琴的能力，到我儿子出生，到受洗这一系列，我看到神的当，到那个 Lara 的那个
So from the I couldn't I suddenly but God take my violin ability away to Lara. All these series of events leads to your faith in God.
那个时候我就知道。怎么祷告
？Now at that time I know how to pray.
那个时候我跪在地上祷告了十分钟，我说神啊。
I told during that 15 minutes I said God.
我的名誉啊从此毁于一旦。
Yeah, my reputation is over.
因为大家都知道音乐圈很小。
You know, because the music circle is very small.
你出一次这种事情，你的招牌就算是。
If something like this happened, your career is finished.
那时候祷告神啊，你让我在台上的55分钟哈，让我有脸有力气。可以忍受这55分钟的耻辱。
So give me the 55 minutes so I can endure the humiliation I'm about to encounter.
然后让求你给我力量，让我。
Please give me strength to bear with it.
也求你告诉我之后让我去找一个什么专业去做。
And tell me what career path I should choose after that.
你让我去修车，我就学修车。
If you want me to fix car, I will do it.
你让我去卖鞋，我就去学卖
鞋。You want me to sell shoes, I will sell shoes.
我只是去神那、啊、之后的这一个小时哈，将是我人生中可能真的背负很最大的耻辱。说我的是因为我自己的错，我忘了这个音乐会，我根本都没练，所以啊，我不知道怎么走过，只是求你让我走过，给我平安。
So I only ask you that the next 55 minutes will be the biggest shame and humiliation I will ever encounter in my life. And I know it's my fault because I forgot I signed this contract, but please give me the strength to go through it.
那我就做好了就是毁掉名誉的心。
So I'm going to,
从此之后要做别的，要改行的。
So he's ready to just know that he's doomed for his violin career, and that's it.
然后就这样我就走上台。
So he went out.
走上台以后，然后那个指挥这样就看着我，然后。
And the conductor was like this.
然后那个棍子都在发抖。
The baton was shaking.
然后那个尼尔森小提琴协奏曲是这样开始，就乐队一个音。
And the way the Nielsen concerto started is the orchestra will have this one chord first.
然后小提琴开始一个十分钟的华彩。
And then the violin will have a solo passage, showy passage for 10 minutes.
所以那个指挥啊，他就这样抖抖了。
So the conductor was like this.
这样一个音下去以后。
So this first chord strike.
然后我这个那个胳膊一用力，第一个音。
The first note that I gave.
啊，奉神的名，我现在跟大家做这个见证，一个天使跑到我身体里面。
I in the name of Jesus Christ, I give this testify. One angel just came into me.
从那开始，从第一个音到最后一个音，我像一个旁人一样这样看着我自己在拉琴。
And I was like I was looking at myself playing.
从第一个音到最后一个音，没有一个错音。
No errors whatsoever from the first note to the last.
而且音乐是一气呵成。
And the music is in one coherence.
然后那个音乐会完了以后呢，全部乐团和那个指挥和乐团的团长。
And after the concert,
专门给我开一个庆功宴。
And they put a celebration feast just for me.
然后他们说我们从来没有看过这样在演出前状态这么差不会拉琴的人。
And they never see somebody before the performance was in such a bad shape.
然后呢他们用了 angel 这个字眼，然后他们说我们在后面给你伴奏的时候啊，你拉琴的时候好像一个 angel 在拉琴一样。
And then when we hear you actually see you perform on stageIt's like you're like an angel. That's the word they use.
我知道就是一个天使。
And I know it is.
然后我音乐会完了以后，我第一件事情就是跑到后台祷告。
The first thing is he went to the back room and then pray. And he has to call me.
我打电话。
Call me say kneel down and pray now. So I was in United States.
我说一璇，赶紧跪下祷告。
And then he called me and said, kneel down and pray now.
我说因为神向我显见他的能。
Because God showed his mighty power.
他派了一个天使来给我拉了那个曲。
He sent an angel to play for me.
从此以后整个六场音乐会我根本都不用脑。
So the rest of the six concerts is very effortless.
真的每一次在台上这样拉就觉得哦。
Every time I went there, it was such an ease.
然后整个一场巡回演出下来以后 我就发现，然后我就想起了之前有一个传道跟我讲了一个经
文。So after this whole tour is finished, I remember one pastor sharing this verse.
我想跟大家分享，就是箴言，箴言十章二十二节。
10:22。
好像没在这儿。就是箴言十章二十二节。
Proverbs 10:22。
可不可以请传道帮我们念英文的？箴言十章二十二节。神赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。那个时候我就体会到了哈，我们在这世上，我们在这世上
，in this world，
不管靠我们的双手能够得到多少
，however that we can use our own hands to get，
总是会有劳苦愁烦。
It's always labor and worries。
如果神要赐福给我们
，if God wants to give to you，
我们什么都不用忧虑
，we never need to worry anything。
他会一下就给你
，he will give you just like that。
但是如果你认识神，还是靠自己的双手，相信自己双手可以创造自己的明天的话。
If you know God and you still want to create everything with your own hand,
神一夜之间就可以拿走。
He can take it away overnight.
奉神的名跟大家做这些见证，其实还有很多别的了，实在
是。We still have a lot more, but because of time. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we share the above.
大家同心默祷。
Please pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，感谢主耶稣。
Thank God。
我们听了很多很感人的见证哦。
And we have heard many touching testimonies。
啊，我还记得我第一次见到怡璇的时候。
And I remember the first time I met Sister Yixuan。
啊，我是高中生哦。
I was a high schooler。
我唯一的印象哦。
And my impression。
就是一大堆的钉束针钉在她的。
And that she had of her was that she had multiple staples in her body.
好，所以从那以后就常做噩梦。
And from then I had nightmares.
那真的 trauma.
A trap.
吓到了。那我第一次在医院看到这样，我真的那时候有点吓到。
And because it's the first time that at the hospital that I saw something like that, so I was very frightened.
我还记得那时候教会有宣布啊。我们都不知道，我们不认识他，而且我们也不知道他会发生什么事情。
And so, at the time, the church had an announcement, and we didn't know her, and we didn't know, really weren't sure what happened.
而且是有去医院看到他的惨状的哈，大家都在真的在人真的你真的没有办法想象他还能够。像今天这样子。
And so to see how she was at the hospital, it's an unimaginable that she how she is right now.
那但是啊，我们看到神啊，怎么样一路恩待啊，一路这样慢慢的带领他们的信仰。
And however, we can see how God has guided them in their faith.
啊，我相信这些见证呢，啊，不只是能够感动我们每一个啊听到的人。
And I believe that these testimonies will not only just touch every one of us.
我相信他们每一次在做这个见证的时候，心里一定是再一次的被主的爱所激励哦。
However, for them, every time they tell this testimony, they will also receive the movement from God.
啊，但是在这里我们看到一个问题呀。
However, we also see a problem.
你看，你做见证让你太太翻译的结果就是这样啊。
And that if you let your wife testify, translate for you, it becomes like that.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.